the picture that emerges is of an organization on life support that had very big goals, you know, kill Obama, but very little means to do it.
Right. And I was going to ask you, David, just sort of a double-pronged question, and that is they really didn't seem to have the wherewithal to carry out these giant plans to shoot down the president's plane and et cetera. And if you would also comment, because one of the things, and maybe it's because I'm a political junkie, that struck me was his summation of Joe Biden as being inexperienced and it would be all chaos in the U.S. when he would then become the president. It just seems to me a very naive look at the American political system.
I think he was naive. He spent an awful lot of time watching television in that compound in Abbottabad. I think he was concerned that Obama had turned the tables on al-Qaeda. He notes in one of these documents that Obama had successfully rebranded the war on terror. He notes that they're not calling it the war on terror anymore. They're calling it the war on al-Qaeda. And that puts us on the defensive, in effect. So I think he was focused on Obama. His comments about Biden were surprising in the sense that Biden has had far more experience in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and generally than Obama had. It's fascinating to see a man who was at once out of touch and totally plugged into the global grid, following everything on a daily basis.
I agree. It was just this. It was a weird disconnect, it seemed to me, between, you know, just following everything and yet not knowing so much.